gray sweatshirt back there, it's all you get up and sit back down. Are you ready?
My name's James Cullen. I live at 38011 Muddy Neck Road, property directly across the street. I'm not what you call somebody that moved down in this area. This property has been in our family since the beginning of the 1900s. I've watched a lot of changes come through this area. Our house right now does not sit far off of the road. It has lost 20 feet of its front yard when they redrew our road from tar and chip to asphalt. Now they want to take away, there's only like 25 feet of lawn left, and they want to take more of that away. You also mentioned about Mr. Frank's integrity. I have had experience dealing with Mr. Frank's. The property he purchased was from our family, and he told us that it was going to be a senior housing thing to start with, but that's regardless. When he tore the houses down, you have an ordinance in your zoning about lawn. Grass has to be kept certain level.
Yes, sir.
I contracted with Mr. Franks to maintain that. The last time I cut it, I wasn't paid all winter long. And then when he came in the springtime, he wrote me out a check, but it wasn't for the agreed amount. And this is one of the reasons where I feel his integrity is something to be thought about. And also, the diagram he's got here shows the road 361 and 362. It's not accurately portrayed. There is a blind curve on 361 coming from Bethany Beach towards Route 26. The reason the state, when they widened the road and went to asphalt, they took the curve out of the road because it was a blind road and intersection. There was a lot of accidents there. I myself has had a vehicle totaled pulling out of my driveway on to West Avenue, used to be called West Avenue, now it's Muddy Neck Road. I've had a vehicle total coming out of my own driveway there. And, it's right there. The speed limit is 45 miles an hour there. And it's a neighborhood. We don't need a business. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
I think we have a hand here.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay.
Hello, my name is Diana Emlett. I am directly behind the proposed property in Providence. Mm-hmm. Just having a strip mall, they're saying they're going to beautify a strip mall with a 6-foot fence and buffering. All the homes along Providence, they're townhomes, all the property that borders this, we all have decks that are at least 15 foot high. A 6-foot deck fence is going to do absolutely nothing, plus he didn't mention the 6-foot fence along Providence property. The dumpsters are directly behind. The loading area is coming all the way along Providence. You're going to have deliveries and whatnot. Bethany closes down at 9 o'clock in the wintertime, and it's dead at 10 o'clock. And they're saying 11 o'clock. I mean, that's even late for this town. Nobody's here this late in Bethany. I just have a lot of concerns about that. I was never approached by anybody. My property, like I said, is so close. I'm probably one of the closest properties in Providence to this development. And I just like to put in my, I'm very upset about the county not being able to enforce any deed restrictions for this. I mean, if we change this from the agricultural residential zoning, that's it. We have no say over what goes in there, no matter what they say. It could be anybody moving in there. Sussex County is getting overdeveloped. We need to keep little areas like this. And it is a wonderful community, and it is one of the last private little roads so close to 26. There's a lot. I bike. I walk that road all the time. People travel it way too fast. We don't have police patrolling it very often. I hardly ever see a policeman on that road. I've almost gotten hit several times walking and biking. And I'm a very good biker and I'm very aware of the rules. And there are a lot of children that come to work in the area that take that route to work on 26. And you know the accidents that they have had on these busy roads. And I'd just like to see it, you know, kept non-commercial. And I would hate to see you change this zoning and then be sorry because any business can do whatnot and the county can't do anything about it. Our hands are tied. So please, I would like to see it kept the zoning agricultural residential. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. For anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, before I close the public hearing, I want to thank you all for coming. You've been a very cooperative, patient, and quiet group. Now, I'm going to adjourn this public hearing in a second, but we have three more, okay, and we're going to keep on rolling. So I need for you to get up quietly if you're going to leave and fight that urge to start talking because just something about coming out of that chair, the mouth just wants to start. I'm going to ask you to fight it for our behalf so that we can go on with our business. Thank you for being here this evening. We'll close the public hearing. Our next public